The First Day, Arrivals. By faith Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8. Our flight lands 2 hours early. We brought more than the amount of food allowed for a normal visit. David confesses our transgression to the female guard at customs, expecting to pay import duty. "Have any fresh fruits or vegetables?" she asks. David says we do not. She waves us through. "Enjoy your stay in Israel." We are in. We are actually in Israel. It doesn't feel like we are in Israel, but here we stand. We stand in the middle of a modern airport. Just to be in the land feels surreal. One might ask, why would anyone want to go to Israel anyway? What's the big deal? Why do people hunger and thirst for Israel? There can only be one reason: the God of the universe and everything in it, the Creator who created all things out of nothing, instructed Abraham to leave his country, his father's home, to go to a faraway land. Abraham, his wife, family, and possessions went to Shechem in the land of Canaan. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." Genesis chapter 12, verse 7. This land God chose for his people. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Jews and Christians alike, spoke to Abraham. Consequently, Abraham came to the land in obedience to God. By faith, he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him in the same promise. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 9. The fathers of our faith homesteaded here, so to speak. God had a masterful plan to save a lost world. It's all coming down in this land. God chose this place. That's what makes it the most interesting place in the world. It has a 3,500-year history recorded in the Bible, proven through archaeological findings, and even more important, through the life and death of his son named Jesus, or Yeshua in the Hebrew. In Hebrew, the word Yeshua means salvation. Yeshua, the most famous Jew ever, lived in Israel. Being born again believers in Jesus, we come to his land. We come to feel closer to Christ and to walk where he walked. We come to pray in the holy places. We come to explore our Hebraic roots and to learn more about our position in the family of Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verse 29 says, "If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." As Abraham's seed, we have a lot in common with the Jewish people. Perhaps this journey will give us a better understanding of what that means. We hire a Sherut minivan taxi for the ride into Jerusalem. The mountains surrounding the city give me flashbacks to Old Testament battles and excursions. I imagine David accompanying the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 16. I picture the Assyrian king Sennacherib's army surrounding Jerusalem, where he bragged that he had hemmed Hezekiah in like a bird in a cage. The confident Sennacherib didn't fare so well. In the end, God sent an angel to destroy the 185,000 soldiers waiting to attack Jerusalem. 2 Kings chapter 19, verses 35 through 36. I love the history. The smooth, wide, four-lane asphalt highway into Jerusalem is a far cry from what it meant when the Jews went up to Jerusalem to worship 3 times a year at the temple. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often have I longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Matthew chapter 23, verse 37.